WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Chaos in Moscow after a shooting attack at a concert hall. Russian authorities say at least 40 are dead, more than 100 others injured. ABC's Patrick Rievel with the latest.
Multiple heavily armed gunmen opened fire at one of Moscow's largest malls. Video circulating online shows at least three attackers firing automatic assault rifles among crowds inside a packed concert hall. A huge fire has broken out and part of the mall's roof has reportedly collapsed. This is already one of the worst terror attacks to hit Moscow in many years.
Ukraine denied any involvement. Catherine, the Princess of Wales and wife of Prince William, announcing she is battling cancer. Princess Kate says she was diagnosed after her abdominal surgery in January and is in the early stages of chemotherapy treatment. A midnight deadline looms for the Senate to approve a spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown, the House passing the measure earlier. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A multi-purpose sports complex in Wisconsin Dells is now expanding west in Sauk County in a partnership that could provide a world-class sports experience in Reedsburg. Just a Game Fieldhouse plans to open a second location on Viking Drive in Reedsburg sometime this summer in a new $6.5 million facility that the city is building with a $3.5 million grant from an anonymous donation as well as federal grant funding. The company made the announcement on Tuesday. The new complex will be slightly smaller than the original, but will feature largely the same facilities, including 5 basketball courts, 9 volleyball courts, a walking track, and other space for multiple sporting activities. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight with lows in the upper teens. For your Saturday, some sunshine for the morning, then a few clouds for the afternoon, high temps to the mid-30s. Cloudy and breezy for Sunday, highs in the mid-30s with rain and snow showers developing. Looking out the window and think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 31.
99.7
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joins after 5 p.m. on Friday night. We have some special interviews coming up shortly. We'll be interviewing Lily. She's done some amazing things. Here is Journey on Max FM.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sail on together, drifted apart, and here you are by my side. So now I come to you, held in arms, nothing to hide. Believe what I say. So
we'll be right back. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Cities, 90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, Dave Grant, hanging out with you on Friday night. All right, I had an amazing interview with Lily Rogers. Let's talk about what she's doing in track right here on Max FM.
99.7 Max FM, Dave Grant, and I've got a very special guest with me. I've got Lily Rogers. She is the daughter of John and Melissa Rogers of Baraboo. Lily, how are you doing today?
Good.
All right. Come on. We got to be enthusiastic. You're doing great, right, Lily?
Yeah.
All right. We've got some exciting news. So, all right. You go to the Baraboo High School, and what year of high school are you in?
Freshman.
So you're a freshman in high school. Now, when did your track career start?
The season of seventh grade. It's my third year.
Oh, wow. So you've been doing this for 3 years, and that started at the Jack Young Middle School, right?
Yes.
And did you break some records last year by chance?
Yeah, the shot put and discus record.
Holy buckets. So you were in eighth grade when you did that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what was your shot put record?
39 feet and 2 inches.
Oh, my. And what was your discus?
120 feet and 10 inches.
Oh, my goodness. In eighth grade?
Yeah.
Wow, you must have been practicing a lot to do that.
Yeah.
I think so. All right, so now you're in your freshman year. Let's fast forward. And now you beat your own personal record and the freshman record at the Stevens Point Invitational Meet on March 16th. How far was that throw?
40 feet and 6.5 inches.
Oh, my goodness. Almost 41 feet in your freshman year. So where does this rank you in the state of Wisconsin?
Number 2 right now.
As a freshman?
Yeah.
That is amazing, Lily. Hey, we're really proud of you. Now, I know that your track coach is pretty proud of you too, right? So who is your coach?
My dad and Catterson.
Okay. So they're very proud of you as well. And I've got mom and dad sitting right here. So let's all wave hi at them because you can't hear them on the air. John's being quiet tonight. That's kind of unusual, right? See, we can have a little fun with them because you and I have the microphones, right, Lily?
Yeah.
So now you've got some big events coming up. What are those events that are coming up, Lily?
The Baraboo Relays on April 26th and the Frosh Soft Invite on May 6th.
And those are where at?
In Baraboo.
Okay, so they're here at Baraboo at the high school. Flambeau Field, I believe, right?
Yes.
All right, so they can come and see you at those events. So now what are your goals for this year, Lily?
Hopefully get 42 feet.
Now, would that make you number one in the state of Wisconsin if you get 42 feet?
Yes.
Wow. That is amazing. So a freshman in high school. Now, is that for all grade levels in high school? Is that the state record?
Yeah, it's all the grade levels.
Oh, wow. So that is something to look forward to. So let's see if you can do that. So now, when can we see you? You have other track meets coming up, I'm assuming, as well?
Yes.
Okay. So you can go see Lily at these track meets. And when do you think you're going to set this goal? I think you're going to do it. So when do you think this is going to happen?
Hopefully, which one? Hopefully by indoor state.
Indoor state. Okay, when does indoor state happen?
April 6th.
Okay, so we're hoping for April 6th that you can set that goal. Now, if you set that goal, you're going to come back and talk to me, right, Lily?
Yeah.
You promise, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if you set that goal, you're going to let me know. So, John or Melissa, you guys are going to let me know when that happens. I'll keep everyone up to date on when this happens. We'll have you back to talk about this as well, because I hope you can pull it off. All right, I've got to ask you, Coach John, do you have anything you want to add to this? You've been sitting here patiently. Anything that we're missing that you want to talk about that Lily's forgot to say? If you do, you got to come up over next to your daughter here, because we can't hear you from all the way over there. All right, Coach John, what do you want to say?
So this year at the Baraboo Relays, if you've been a thrower in Baraboo, you are welcome to come and celebrate with us. We're going to have a thrower's reunion, and that is on April 26th at Flambeau Field in Baraboo.
Fantastic. Dad, you're pretty proud of her, right?
Yes.
And Lily, I'm amazed by this. A freshman in high school, we're going for a 42-foot throw. Now, are you still doing discus this year, or are you just doing shot put?
I'm still doing discus.
Okay. So what's your goal for discus?
140.
140 feet?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Mom and Dad, you got to get video of this as well. I assume you're going to work on making sure you have people there to do that too, right? They're shaking their heads. Yes. So, all right. Anything else you want to add, Lily? Anything that we're forgetting to talk about?
Nothing that I know of.
All right, sounds good. So, Lily Rogers, we're proud of you here at Max FM. To be second place, that is amazing. As a freshman, very proud of you. I'm excited to see how this goes. We'll keep everyone up to date. This is Dave Grant with Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Coming up, we will have a look at sports and music by Neon Trees on Max FM.
Marquette is moving on to the round of 32 after knocking off Western Kentucky 87-69 today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Second-seeded Golden Eagles trail by 7 at halftime before taking over in the second half to pull away. Cam Jones poured in 28. Tyler Kolick, after missing 6 games with an oblique injury, at 18 points and 11 assists. Golden Eagles will take on the winner of Florida and Colorado. That matchup for Sunday. The Badgers go tonight. 8:40 tip against James Madison as they look to join Marquette in the field of 32. Badger guard Max Klesman on the matchup.
Yeah, I think the squad likes any matchup we get. I think we've proven that to ourselves this year. It doesn't matter who's in front of us. You know what the other team's jersey says on the front. So we know what we got in this locker room, what's going to take to win games at this level. You know, different types of games, like if it's going to be fast-paced, slow-paced. We've seen every kind of style of basketball this year, so we're ready to go.
Badger women's hockey team facing Colgate tonight in the NCAA Women's Frozen Four. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network. 99.7 Max FM.
Hey, baby, won't you look my way? I can be your new addiction. Hey, baby, what you gotta say? All you're giving me is fiction. I'm a sorry sucker.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Friday night. Don't forget to keep Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. A great way to win contests and request music. Get those requests ready now for Saturday at 60s in the 70s with Kevin Kellogg every Saturday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Here is Bon Jovi on Max FM.
Not so long. just really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7.
Best rock, man.
Max FM.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to stream us live at our website at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. Here's Matchbox 20 on Max FM.
Tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know why. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired.
now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be me. And talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow I've lost my mind. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Friday night. People Helping People is holding their Easter Adopt-A-Family fundraiser now through March 30th. PHP is collecting monetary donations to support this effort. If you're able to contribute, you can mail or drop those donations off to 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. You can also donate online at phpwisconsin.org. The goal is raised between $3,000 and $5,000 to purchase groceries for those in need in the Sauk, Columbia, Adams, and Juneau County area. The last we heard, we're at about $2,700, so we're just below that $3,000 goal, but we want to get to that $5,000 goal. So if you're able to make a contribution, please consider doing so. For more information or to make a contribution, go to phpwisconsin.org. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by Survivor on Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
You can create beautiful memories with custom-fit 14-karat gold or sterling silver permanent jewelry. At Love Lash & Weld, you can create unique jewelry by choosing sparkling chains and charms for necklaces, bracelets, rings, anklets, and more. For Mother's Day, birthdays, or any special occasion, trust Love Lash & Weld of Baraboo to help you put together the perfect gift. Ask about a permanent jewelry party to enjoy with friends. Call 608-477-8331 to book an appointment today.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight with lows in the upper teens. For your Saturday, some sunshine for the morning, then a few clouds for the afternoon, high temps to the mid-30s. Cloudy and breezy for Sunday, highs in the mid-30s with rain and snow showers developing. Looking out the window and think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 31.
99.7 Max
I had to reach her. I let the wheel of fortune spin.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Some action, but like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the barn.